Mark, hang up the phone.
Hang up the phone?
Yeah, hang up the phone.
Why?
Because I'm telling you to hang up the phone.
Who is this?
Don't worry about it. Just hang up the phone.
Who is this?
Hang up the phone.
Tell me who this is.
Listen, goddammit. Hang up your phone.
Who is this?
Hang up the motherfucking phone, Mark.
You need to tell me who this is.
No, you need to hang up the phone.
Who is this?
Don't worry about it. Just hang up your phone, Mark.
I want to know who this is.
Well, you're not going to find out. Just hang up the phone. Hang it up.
What can I do for you? Hello?
What?
This is Clint Leonard. What can I do for you?
I don't know who the fuck you are. Just hang up the phone.
Did you call us?
Yeah, and I'm asking you to hang up the phone.
Oh, okay. Don't call back here.
Well, you hang up the phone, and we'll see.
Can you hang up the phone?
No, you hang up the phone.
I guess you're not going to tell me what to do, so if you want to hang up, go ahead and hang up.
No, you hang up the phone. You stupid dick face. You better hang it up.
I don't have to do shit.
Well, you're going to. You better hang up that phone.
I got unlimited minutes, asshole. I can leave it hanging. I can leave it here for hours.
I have unlimited minutes, too.
Well, I guess I'll tie your phone up. I got lots of phones.
Just hang up the goddamn phone.
No.
Yes.
I don't know why we're hanging up the phone. Why aren't you hanging up the phone?
Why don't you hang up the phone? Why would you just sit here and listen to this?
Because I can't understand why you're being this way.
Well, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. Just hang up.
It's some sort of scam. It's a scam. He wants you to hang up, so... Yeah, I can just leave it. It's
not his phone,
so he can just hang up.
You hang up. You guys better hang up.
I don't have to do anything, asshole.
No, yes,
who
you do.
Who the fuck do you think you are?
Yes, you do. You better hang up the phone.
You called me. Why should I better hang up the phone?
Because I said to. I told you. Hang up the phone.
You told me. You don't tell me shit, Dick Tracy. Now, why are you fucking calling here?
Hey, it's none of your business. Just hang up the phone.
I mean, it's none of my business. You called my cell phone that's registered to my business, and it's none of my business why you called?
Just don't worry about it. Just hang up the phone.
No. I'm not hanging up the phone.
You better hang it up, you big dumb retard.
And what are you going to do to me if I don't hang it up?
Nothing. Nothing at all. But you better hang it up.
Oh. Then I'll just leave it. You can just stay on the line as long as you want.
I want you to hang it up.
I really don't give a flying fuck what you want.
You'll hang it up eventually.
There's where you're wrong, my friend.
No, I'm pretty sure...
I don't know why you called here. What is your name?
I'm pretty sure I'm right. You're going to hang up that phone.
No, I'm not hanging up
You
that
better
phone.
Hang
what
it up.
What is your name? What's your name?
I'm not telling you my name, but you better hang up the phone.
I don't have to do anything you want me to do.
Yes, you do.
And I'm not...
You hang it up.
Then why would I have to hang up your phone?
Because I said so.
Because you said so, and who are you?
Don't worry about who I am.
I'm not hanging the phone up.
You better hang it up.
Oh, what are you going to do? You going to drive down here and try to whip me?
Just hang up the
why
phone.
Why don't you come on? You go ahead and hang up, asshole.
No, you hang up.
Nope.
Good. Just don't hang up then. See if I care. I hope you don't ever hang up the phone.
I don't care. I can leave this line on for a week. I don't give a shit.
Good. Do it.
I'm leaving it on.
Good.
Check back in with me in a couple hours.
Okay.
Snowplow show.
Okay, bitch.
Snowplow show. Roy.
What?
Roy.
Okay, fucking Doug.
Steve Dave.
Fucking Doug.
Oh, fuck you, lady.
Rewinder? Okay.
Go, 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 shaw, go, go, blah, 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 blah.
Ma'am.
Blue.
Goodbye.
Dabalina. Ma'am, ma'am, ma'am.
Blue.
Goodbye.
Dabalina.
Hello?
How many fingers? Roy, long shits on the toilet. Ma'am, ma'am, ma'am.
Hello?
This is the grooming manager. How can I help you?
Blue.
Who the hell are you?
Steve Dave.
No. You're not making a lot of sense.
My wiener.
What the fuck is that?
You don't say that word.
kind of asshole.
Bob Dabalina. Bob Dabalina.
Fuck you, bitch.
Have you ever been fucked in the ass?
How dare you talk to this dog like that? Heard, Winder?
Fucked in the ass.
Blue.
Ma'am.
Goodbye.
Dabalina. Ma'am.
Blue.
Goodbye.
Dabalina. This is Sensei Doug.
What?
Sensei fucking Doug. Who's the good boy? Who's the good boy? Who's the good boy, Westy? Is it you? Are you the good boy, Westy? Roy, Steve Dave, Bob Dabalina, go suck a dick. Roy, Steve Dave, Bob Dabalina, go suck a dick. Listen, Westy, you little shit.
Turnwinder? Okay.
I think you're full of shit.
Cactus, motherfucker.
Welcome to the Snowplow Show, everyone. Today is June 26th, 2017, and this show is sponsored by Lucklight. Lucklight is a supporter on the Patreon at patreon.com/phonelosers. Thank you, Lucklight, for supporting the show and sponsoring a show. And by the way, you might want to contact me. I think I sent you a coin or a sticker or something, and I'm pretty sure I got returned mail. Actually, there's several people out there I've gotten returned mail from. If you think you should have gotten a coin or a sticker and you didn't, maybe it's because your mail was returned. Make sure you have your correct address in the Patreon if you're at a level where you get things mailed to you. But yeah, really, there's a few people out there whose mail gets sent back to me. Not Dan. I think you're one of them. I know Incognito is. I've been meaning to email you, Incognito. So maybe you should just email me and give me your address so I can add that to my extensive file on you. I've got some really exciting news today. I'm sure this is just going to be super exciting for everybody. Over on the PLA group on Facebook, someone made a post. Her name is Jennifer, and she tried to get me to send her a free sticker. And it didn't work out for Jennifer. I'm not sending her a free sticker. Fuck that. Anyway, her post turned into a discussion about PLA bumper stickers and how we don't have any. And someone named Angel suggested that we use Zazzle.com to sell bumper stickers on. They have a, a store type thing, just like Spreadshirt or that other one I used. I forget, T-Pro or Public T something. I don't know. No one uses that one. Everyone uses the Spreadshirt URL at phonelosers.spreadshirt.com, everyone. But none of that is the exciting part. The exciting part is that Zazzle is apparently kind of awesome, even if it's a stupid name. It sounds something like Chevy Chase would say in the show Community. Didn't he say things like razzle dazzle to distract people? Sorry, I'm really stuck on Chevy Chase lately. Anyway, the exciting part of all this is that Zazzle is awesome, and I've set up a store on zazzle.com/phonelosers. Let me make sure that's right. Yeah, that's it. zazzle.com/phonelosers is the URL to go to. The reason this is exciting is because they do on-demand stickers, and that means I can put up every sticker design we've ever had in the past. And a bunch that we've never had before. And I've done that on zazzle.com/phonelosers. There is, there's a bunch of Snowplow Show stickers. There are bumper stickers. There are just random PLA stickers. I made a PLA sticker upside down and blamed it on Chad just for the hell of it. And I've taken a lot of the old button designs, you know, the buttons that I used to sell, and I've turned those into stickers. So there are just a shitload of PLA and Snowplow Show stickers over at zazzle.com/phonelosers. And on the Facebook group, some people were submitting their own sticker designs. I've got some in my email still that I haven't put up. But Don Fickles, the guy that designed the coin this year, the 2017 coin, he made several designs for bumper stickers that are pretty good. And we got a couple of designs by someone named Court. And I think there were others. Who was it? Oh yeah, Travis VS. He sent a design in for a bumper sticker. Basically, we have bumper stickers now. I made one myself. It just says Obey the Cactus. It's really boring. I just wanted to get things started, you know? I knew you guys would make better stuff than me. The most exciting part of this for me, though, is that I can just send everyone to this store now. I don't ever have to mail out stickers again. Like, for years now, I've been sending people stickers when they send me money, and I hate doing that. No offense or anything. I just don't want to address envelopes and go to the post office and stuff. So once we find an on-demand place for the PLA coins, I'm just all set. I'll never have to go to the post office again. It's going to be great. So visit zazzle.com/phonelosers and order a bunch of stickers. I try to make them as cheap as possible, but they make you take a cut of the profits. The minimum is 5% of the sale. So every time you buy a sticker, I get like 16 cents or something like that. And I feel kind of shitty about that because some of these designs are by other people. And when I sold them as t-shirts over on the Spreadshirt, I made it like zero profit, which isn't really an option on this site. I'm sorry, you guys, that I'm making money off of your designs. It's not my fault. It's all Zazzle's fault. I will put a link in the show notes, though, if you want to go to the store and buy stickers, buy PLA stickers. This should be exciting for you guys, too, because sometimes people will order stickers. I'm like, oh, I'm sorry, I'm out of stickers. You're going to have to wait a month. There's no more waiting, though. You can just order all the time now. Unlimited supply of every PLA sticker design ever made. And oh yeah, if you want to send in bumper sticker designs or just regular sticker designs, you can send them to rbcp@phonelosers.org. And if it doesn't completely suck, I might put it on the store. Oh, and I did order stickers for myself. I don't know what the quality is like on this store yet. I'm supposed to get them in a couple of days. So I might get these stickers in a couple of days and they'll just suck. And I'll have to, you know, on the next show, hey, don't order from Zazzle. They're a horrible company. Their stickers all have lead and AIDS in them. I don't think I'll have to do that, though. I'm sure they're good stickers. In other news that I've seen today, I found this story about this guy who was tired of the IRS scam calls. You guys are always giving me the numbers to these IRS scam people, and I never call them. But anyway, this guy, he set up a script on his computer, or on a computer, and the script, it basically calls them back over and over and over. And he says he can make 28 phone calls simultaneously per second, flooding their phone lines and making it impossible for them to ply their vile trade, is what the article says. And there's a recording of some of the calls, like basically it just calls over and over and over and over and plays the same message to him, which is something like, we know you're a scammer and this is what we're going to do. Let's see if
report
I can...
The text that you call does not matter.
Yeah, first he's just playing the original call to him that he recorded. And then he actually does a time lapse of him writing the program, like a time lapse of text code.
Hello.
We are now flooding your phone lines.
So you can hear a computer voice saying, we are now flooding your phone lines. We've detected that you're a scammer. And all of the people who answer the phones there, they just try to outsmart the recording.
Not stop until you stop.
Hello.
It has been detected.
See, he's outsmarting the recording by singing a song to it. That'll teach that recording. And I don't know, let's just scroll through a little bit. This is like 10 minutes long.
This will not stop until you stop.
Until you stop. Yes, I'm a scammer.
Because of this,
you
we are
now
flooding your phone lines to prevent you from scamming.
We are just flooding your phone lines.
We will block your phones.
This is Jason Brown from the IRS.
They just sit there and talk to the recording. It's weird.
Another person does.
But what's cool is like you can see the code window and it shows like all the phone numbers that it's dialing in real time.
It's
kind of amusing, I guess. I'm kind of worried about this guy though, because isn't this illegal? Isn't he going to get in trouble for this? I mean, I know he's doing a very honorable thing here, but he's going to get in trouble. So, yeah, I'll put a link in the show notes to this if you want to take a look at it. If you want to hear the entire 10 minutes of scam people outsmarting recordings and see how he created it and stuff, you know, watch that time lapse of the text code. That's good video there. He's also got a Patreon if you want to go and support his projects. It's located at patreon.com/projectmayhem. On the Patreon page, it says, I am a security developer who tries to prevent victims from being scammed by different types of scams. These can be tech scams, phone scams, and more. If you'd like to help my personal development costs, then this is where to do it. And he's got a poll, which scam should I focus on next? IRS, tech support, credit increase, loan scam. I think it's awesome what this guy is doing, but he's probably going to get in trouble for it. I hope he doesn't. By the way, I should probably point out that Legend, he's the original person that does this. He was relentlessly calling up all these scammer numbers over and over every single day. I think he was doing more calls per second than this guy's computer. So remember that when you're reading this story. Legend, he's the original person for this. He's the one that should take the blame when this Project Mayhem guy gets in trouble.
Hello to all you Snowplow Show listeners. Mr. Pickles here from the Slug Plug Podcast. Reminding everyone to make a small monthly donation to the Snowplow Show's Patreon page.
Remember in a show last week, I mentioned that thing about number neighbors, and I read that Facebook post where the girl was really pissed off because someone from a nearby phone number texted her and said, hey, we're number neighbors. And she was really pissed. She's like, I didn't find this funny. I found this very creepy and uncalled for. I hate what this generation is turning into. Don't fucking text me with stupid, immature, teenage shit. Just because we have numbers that are very close to one another does not give you the right to text me and refuse to tell me who you are after the fact. Then she wrote in all caps, "I hate people." You guys remember this, right? It was posted by a guy named Frank Caller from the Discord, and he emailed me, it looks like yesterday, and he says, "Hey Brad, I posted this picture on the Discord and you mentioned it on your show. I actually found her number through a website that Palindrome showed me. How vague." So I called her up. I figured she would be very upset about the call and scream at me a bunch and rant about those damn millennials. But I'm sorry to say she didn't get upset, and I'm going to play the call right here. Here it is, this girl not getting upset one bit with me.
Hello?
Hey there, this is Brad. I'm your text door neighbor. Like, our numbers are just one digit off. Isn't that crazy?
I guess. What's up?
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of like we're friends, like we're neighbors. So we should just, keep in contact. I've been talking to the lady over that owns 0084 as well. Me and her become pretty good friends, yep. Yep, we're just starting
up. I had a number contact me with 0081.
Oh, that motherfucker. No, don't even, it was a guy, right?
I looked him up and his Facebook linked up. I know his name now.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I wouldn't trust that guy. He tried to scam me out of money. Like, when I called him up and just tried to be neighborly, he started trying to scam me out of money.
Yeah.
So what's your name?
Megan.
Oh, hey, Megan, it's Brad.
Brad?
We're text door neighbors.
That's cool. Yep. Are you from, like, Maybank?
Yeah, I'm right here in town.
Okay, that's crazy.
Go Bulldogs, right? Am I right?
I guess I'm not from Maybank.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you're an outsider? Just moved here from somewhere else?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm sorry, I'm busy right now.
What, too busy to talk to your text door neighbor?
Yeah, a little bit.
We're number neighbors.
College stuff.
What are you bothering with college for? You know, robots are just going to take over. Nobody's going to be working in like 15 years. Like, nobody. It's pointless. You're wasting your life, Megan. God damn it.
How? What do you mean?
I'm just saying the robots are coming. The robots are going to take over. There's going to be no jobs left. You're going to college to become unemployed.
It happens, I guess.
Yeah, I would just drop out immediately. And that's where she hung up. She just couldn't handle the truth about wasting her life away and blowing a bunch of money on training herself for a job that just isn't going to be there in a few more years because the robots are coming. They're taking over. They're stealing all the jobs. You people should just be dropping out of college and preparing for a life of, like, sitting around and using drugs and watching TV and stuff. We're going to be like those people in WALL-E, just, like, riding around on self-driving chairs and stuff, watching TV, eating our snacks. Those people didn't go to college, and movies never lie. So I was thinking it'd be fun to do some more of these text door neighbor calls. I mean, I guess I shouldn't call it text door neighbor since I'm not actually texting them. And I didn't even do any on that show where I talked about this, did I? I just named the show Number Neighbors for some reason. Or did I do a call? I don't remember. That was last week. I don't remember stuff from last week. But anyway, I'm going to go through a list here, and I'm going to call some people and let them know that we are number neighbors and see how they react. And I probably won't do a whole lot of these because it's going to be a pain in the ass because I have to change my caller ID on every single call, and most of them aren't going to answer, so it's just going to take forever. And by the end, I'm probably going to regret this. I guess what I could do, though, is just keep my number as it is and text the person on the other side of me, you know, the same number that I just used for that call.
Dan Shore.
What?
Dan here, yes.
Oh, hey, Dan. This is Brad. I'm your number neighbor. Like, your number is 0084 and mine is 0083.
I noticed they're slightly different.
I know. It's like, usually I call it text door neighbors, but that doesn't make sense because I'm not texting you. So we're just number neighbors.
There you go.
Teehee. Isn't that great?
So what's the question, I guess?
Oh, I don't have a question. I'm just calling to introduce myself. My name is Brad. It's very nice to meet you, Dan. We are number neighbors. I'll be calling you more often from now on. Since I know your number exists, I'm writing it down in my notebook here.
Yeah, so if you get any numbers from me or any calls from me or for someone looking for me, just answer and send them my way.
Okay, if anyone asks for Dan. Hey, could you shut off your ringer in the background? It's very distracting while we're trying to talk. It's very rude.
Okay, there we go.
Not very neighborly. Okay, thank you very much. Yeah, I don't think we're going to get wrong numbers, because who's that stupid? I just wanted to say hello.
Excellent. Good enough.
Okay. I hope you have a nice day.
You too. Talk to you soon.
What are you doing today?
I'm just working.
Okay. I didn't really care. I'm just being neighborly.
All right, man.
Have a nice day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye. All right. I don't know. That's pretty much how my real-life interactions go with my real-life neighbors. Whenever I have to go outside for some reason, that's pretty much how it goes. And I guess I'm going to go one more digit up. That was 0084. Now we're going to do 0085. That's two digits off of mine. But I think that's okay.
Your call has been forwarded to...
He's not there. Okay, let's change my number. I think I'm just going to slowly go up the scale. Like, I'm going to change my number now to 0085, and I will call 0086. Wait, no, I'm going to change my number. Wow, this is confusing. I'm going to change my number to 86, and I'm going to call 85. That's what I'm going to do. See, this is going to take forever. This is... I cannot do an entire show of these.
Hello, you have reached the voicemail of Stephanie Dodson.
Stephanie, horrible neighbor. She just hit the fuck you button. That was just two rings. So I'm going to call her back.
Hello, you have reached the voicemail of Stephanie Dodson.
Okay, now one ring. She's hitting the fuck you button faster. She doesn't like hearing from her text door neighbors, apparently.
Hello, you have reached the voicemail of Stephanie.
Our call has been forwarded to an...
Okay, I'm not getting a lot of answers, so to simplify things, I'm going to make my number only be into 95, and then I'm going to call all of the text door neighbors in the 90s. Like, I'm going to start with 91 and work my way up to 99, skipping 95, because that's me. Why would I call myself?
Hey, this is Eric. I'm away from the phone right now. Leave me...
Welcome to Verizon Wireless.
Hey, I'm Matt.
Hey, Matt, this is Brad. We're number neighbors. You know, you're 0096 and I'm 0095.
Oh.
So it's kind of like we're next door neighbors, but on the phone?
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy? I'm sorry, I forgot your name already. Was it Mark you said?
Matt.
Oh, hey, Matt. It's good to meet you. Hey, yeah. Neighbor.
Hey.
Hey. What you doing today?
I don't know that I know who you are. I'm sorry.
Oh, you don't. It's just, you know, I'm just being neighborly. You know, like, your phone number ends with 0096 and mine 0095. It's like we're neighbors.
Oh, that's interesting.
I thought we should at least know each other, you know?
Sure.
Yep.
Sure. Well, cool. Well, it's nice to meet you.
Yeah, you too. Yep. Hopefully you're a good neighbor and not a bad neighbor.
Yeah, pretty good.
Yep, okay, that's good to know. I'm going to write that down.
Okay, hey, sounds good. Well, I have to...
Huh? Yeah,
go ahead.
Oh, no, I'm just, like, what's your home address? Wouldn't it be crazy if we were real neighbors?
I'm not giving you that.
Okay, it's fine. It's fine, I got to work all my way up so we build trust and stuff like that.
Sure.
Yep.
Okay.
But it's pretty unlikely, well, you know, like, it's like a one in, who knows, you know, million shot.
Sure. All right, well, I have to get going.
Okay.
Shit to call.
You know, technically, it's exactly a million, or more like 10 million, because it's a seven-digit number. But if you include the area code, okay, he hung up. He doesn't want to hear about math. And I think it's almost time to quit doing these, because this is becoming a lot less amusing than I was hoping for. But I'm going to do a few more. I'm going to finish up the 90s. We're on 97 now. Only an asshole would...
Hello?
Oh, hello, this is Brad. I'm your number neighbor.
Hello?
Hi, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Hey, I'm Brad. I'm your number neighbor. Like, your phone number is 0095 and mine is 0097. Are you with Verizon, too? Hello? 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 Sir? Okay. Let's try him right back. He was having phone connection issues. And he's not picking up now. It's just ringing forever, and I don't know how that's possible, because it's a cell phone line, I think.
Our call has been forwarded.
That was 98. Let's try 99. And I guess I could do one more set of numbers, or maybe I should do a couple more sets.
Hello?
Hello. Hey, it's Brad. I'm your number neighbor. Like, your number is 0099 and mine is 0095.
Yes.
Yep. So we're like I like to call it text door neighbors, even though we're not texting. But I guess you can just call that number neighbors if you think it's stupid.
Okay. So how can I help you?
I'm just calling to introduce myself. My name is Brad, and you are?
Jeremy.
Oh, hey, Jeremy.
Are you
with Verizon also?
Say again?
Are you with Verizon too?
No, I'm not.
Oh, I am. You must have ported to a new company.
How did you get this number?
Okay, so your phone number, we have the same phone number almost. Yours is 0095, and mine is 0099. Wait, no, it's the other way around.
Yes, I understand that.
So we're number neighbors. It's like, you know, it's like a house number, but phone numbers. So I'm going to be calling you from now on a lot. I'm just saying hello, see how you're doing, checking in on you, like a good neighbor.
Okay.
Okay, well, you don't have to be rude about it, because I'm just being polite.
No, I'm sorry. This is just the first time that this has ever happened to me, so I'm kind of taken back a little bit. I'm not trying to be rude. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, it's no problem. You should call your number neighbors also, you know? Call up 0094 and see how they're doing. Make sure they're okay. See if they need you to bring them any groceries or anything.
Okay.
Just a thought.
All right. Well, I'm actually about to head to work, so...
Okay, all right. Just so you know, I'm going to be putting your phone number in a directory called Number Neighbors, so everyone else has it, too.
Okay.
So just all of us people here in the 0099s. No one else, just them. So we can all call each other.
Okay. All right.
Okay, where do you work?
I actually work at the factory.
Okay, I'm going to put that in the directory for everyone else to see. Do you want to put a work number in here?
No.
Okay, all right. Okay, well, I'll get this directory updated then.
Okay.
What are you clicking? What you clicking? Oh, is that your blinker?
Yes.
Which street are you turning on to?
Stacy.
Okay. Here, I'm going to type that in. All right, all done. He hung up. He heard the bell, and he's just like, fuck this shit. So that was the 90s. Let's do one more set of numbers. I guess we'll do the 70s. I already did some of the 80s because of that other lady, that original lady that Frank Caller gave me. So basically, the Snowplow Show. We're playing the hits of the 70s, the 80s, the 90s, and today. Wow, that was lame. I gotta delete that. So we're calling 00.
Hello?
Oh, hello. 0071?
Hello?
Hello, is this 0071? I'm calling you from 0075.
Yes, can I help you?
Oh, great. Hey, I'm your number neighbor. I own the number 0075 now.
Okay.
So we're going to be, you know, in close contact from now on because our numbers are similar. I'm calling up everyone in the 007s. And I'm going to...
Okay, that's fine.
Okay, yep. And I'm going to add your phone number to the directory. I'm making a number neighbors directory. So all of your number neighbors will be able to contact you. Could I have your name, please?
No, not today.
Well, how am I going to put you in the directory then? Okay. 0071 is not a fan of being number neighbors. Let's see how 0072 feels about it. I bet you a lot of these people, they just see, you know, one digit off from their home cell phone number, and they don't pick up, because I don't. That's how the telemarketers get you. Hello?
Hello?
Oh, hey there. It's Brad. I'm your number neighbor. You know, my phone number is at 0075, and you're 0074. So,
okay.
So we're number neighbors. We're like a... I've been talking to Mrs. Stuman. She's at 0076, and she said she tried to call you, and you're not picking up.
Okay. I don't know if I've had a missed call, but...
Oh, okay. Yeah, she was wanting to find out if she could borrow a cup of sugar, because she lives on the south side of the city, and I'm kind of way up north, so maybe you could bring her a cup of sugar real quick, like a good neighbor.
Really? Where are you calling?
Mrs. Stuman. She was trying to find someone that she could borrow a cup of sugar from, and I'll do it, you know, if you can't do it, if you're too lazy or have to work or something, I'll take it down there. But, you know, you are closer to her than me. You're 0074, and I'm 0075.
Okay. That's kind of funny.
But I'll do it if you don't want to do it. I'm guessing that means I have to do it. He's a lazy bastard, and I was totally wrong on my reasoning there with him being closer. I was actually closer. Oh, wow. Someone with a busy signal. I guess this isn't strictly a cell phone exchange. Let's try 77. We've got three of them left, and then I think I'm going to quit doing these.
Hello.
Hello, it's Brad. I'm your number neighbor. My phone number is the 0075, so I'm like two numbers off of yours.
Yes.
So, like, if we lived, if these were house numbers, we'd live next door to each other. We'd be on the odd side of the street.
You live in Melissa, it seems, and their cell phone number. Well, mine's a cell phone, anyway.
Yeah, mine's cell phone, too. Do you have Verizon Wireless?
Yeah.
Oh, my God, me too. We're like twinsies. We're number neighbors and we're twinsies.
Okay.
Yep, so, Mrs. Stuman, she said she's been trying to call you the last couple days. Have you been getting missed calls from 0072?
No.
Okay, well, listen, she's elderly, and she might need something important. You need to answer when she calls. 0072?
I haven't gotten the calls. I mean...
Yeah, you know, sure. Sure you haven't. Look, you don't have to deny it or lie or anything. I'm just saying, if Mrs. Stuman calls... She was complaining about you at the last neighborhood meeting.
She's complaining about me at the last neighborhood meeting. I live in Wiley. I haven't been to a neighborhood meeting.
No, these are number neighbors. Like, we're the same phone numbers. We're all the people that live in the 007s. That's what we call ourselves, the 007 neighborhood directory. I've got your number in the directory here, but it doesn't have your name. Like, what's your name?
I'm done with this. You have a nice day.
But
bye.
No, I gotta add you, and you need to pick up the phone for Mrs. Stuman. Holy crap, this is stupid, you guys. Why am I doing this? Two more. I'm just gonna do two more. We're finished. Finished with the 70s.
Welcome to Verizon Wireless.
Thank God. Alright, that person is dead, or it's been reassigned. Maybe they changed their number, too many prank calls.
Hello?
Hello, hey, it's Brad. I'm your number neighbor.
My neighbor?
No, your number neighbor. Like, your phone number is 0079 and mine is 0075.
Oh.
So I'm like,
cool.
I'm
okay.
I'm like two houses down, sort of.
Are you getting calls for me or something? Or?
Oh, no, nothing like that. I was just calling to introduce myself. I just got this number last week and it's been a busy week. That's why I haven't called sooner. But I've been calling all of my number neighbors and just saying hello and introducing myself. Because, you know, we'll probably be talking a lot from now on.
Okay.
Yep.
I guess I'll send someone your way if I get a... Your name is Brad?
Yeah, Brad. Who's this?
Rich.
Rich, you said?
Yes.
Okay, great. I'm going to write that down in the number neighbor directory. I'm going to be distributing a directory for all of the people with similar phone numbers here in the 007s.
Okay. Now, this isn't a joke, right? This sounds like a joke.
Oh, no, it's not a joke at all. I seriously, I just got I got Verizon Wireless. I had T-Mobile before, but, you know, they're garbage.
Yeah.
So, here I am. I'm your new number, neighbor.
All right. Well, good to meet you, man.
You too. Yeah, I'll be calling for neighborly things, and we're going to be having meetings.
Okay. Talk to you later.
I'm completely serious. You don't need to laugh about it. It's a very serious matter.
Okay.
Mrs. Stuman told me you'd be like this.
All right, man.
Okay.
Just a new concept for me.
Yeah. You'll get used to it. I'll see to that.
Okay. Take care, all right?
Thanks. You too. Have a nice day.
Thanks.
See ya. Bye, neighbor. Neighbor Uni.
All righty.
That's a nice fake laugh you got there. What was that laugh he was doing? I should save his number and just call him up every once in a while and tell him a joke just to hear him laugh like that. before we quit doing this number neighbor thing, though, I mean, I guess we're quitting, but I want to do something else. It's a similar concept, and it's something I used to do as a young lad back in the 80s, and I've explained this on shows many times before. In fact, I think I explained this in the last show, so I'm going to be quick here. Okay, so used to, I would call up a number that was one digit off of the local Domino's Pizza. The local Domino's Pizza was something, 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 5,000. I would call the same first digits, but then I would change my number to 4999 and explain, oops, my finger slipped off of the button. I must have dialed a wrong number. And I did that to these poor people for decades, pretty much, a couple of decades. And they would get pissed at the idea of me dialing one digit off trying to order a pizza. In fact, I actually have a recording of the guy that used to live there. I remember I made this call in 1995. I guess at that point I'd been calling them for a decade or something. And here's a call that me and Zach recorded together. You'll hear Zach, like, giggling in the background the entire time. But this is a short call of the original 4999 guy.
Probably crying.
Hello. Hello, I just called a second ago for Joe.
Well, there ain't nobody around here named Joe. You got the wrong goddamn number.
Sir?
Yeah, well, you from now on, you get your right goddamn freaking ride home. We're sleeping.
Sir?
Don't call here no more.
Maybe get the next door neighbor, because it's one digit off.
I don't give a goddamn. Now, don't call here no more.
Sir, please.
I'll go to hell.
So, please, check.
You can see why I called him for about 10 years, because he just does not give a goddamn. And did you hear that amazing reference he made to rotary phone dialing? Like, get your right finger in the right hole or something? He wasn't making a dirty joke there, that was some sort of a reference to rotary phone dialing. But the joke is, and I don't think some people were getting this before, the joke is that it's one digit off. I accidentally dialed one digit off, and it's 4999 instead of 5000. How is that possible? I mean, sure, if I accidentally dialed 5001, that would make sense. That's one digit off. But what the hell? How is 4999 one digit off? See, that's the joke. Don't you understand the joke? God damn it, you guys.
The number you have reached has...
So that was the number that I used to call back in the day. I was hoping it had been reassigned by this point, because those people are dead. Like, they were elderly back in the 80s, so I just assume they're dead now.
We're sorry. This person is dead. Please hang up and give a moment of silence. Message PLA.
Rest in peace, Mr. and Mrs. Gallagher. I thought it'd be fun, though, to call a few other numbers, you know, in similar situations. Like, I'll just call something, something, something... like 3999, for example, and say I was trying to reach 4000. In fact, I think that's what I'm going to start with. I'm actually calling the same area that I called as a kid, and I set my number up to be a local number there, so I may as well just stick to that area. And this one is...
the number you have...
they're dead too, apparently, 3999, so let's just keep trying until I find one that works. My number is actually the number of a local payphone that still exists.
The number you have reached...
over there. Holy
the
crap.
Number you have...
everything there is just doesn't exist. Okay, let's try a different exchange, I guess. In the same area, we'll call 1999. And I don't really know what to say to these people.
You have reached 1999, please.
Got it. Okay.
The number you have reached...
the recording messages in this area, it's insane. Nobody's numbers end with 999, apparently. I'm getting tons of disconnected recordings and stuff. Oh shit, what if their entire number was 9999? 9999.
The number you have reached has...
and that would cause me to misdial by upping the area code by one. Like this one I'm calling right now, the last five digits is 99999. Ugh. Okay, I'm going to a different area. I give up on this area.
Hello?
Hey, could you put Ken on the phone, please?
You have the wrong number.
Oh, is this not 4671000?
It is not.
Oh, that's what I dialed. How did I get your number? Who's this?
No idea.
Which number are you? Are you sure you're not lying? Is Ken there for real?
I have no idea who you're talking about.
I'm talking about Ken. Just put Ken on the phone. Come on.
Goodbye. Have a nice day.
I know this is 4671000, ma'am.
It is not.
Yes, it is.
Goodbye.
What number is it then? You big liar.
I don't know you. I don't give out information to people I don't know that call me over the phone.
Okay.
And
well,
I don't appreciate your attitude.
Well, you
have the wrong number.
You're just being kind of a jerk about it. Just come on, just put Ken on the phone. That was me calling 0999 and asking for 1,000. So let's try 1999 and ask for 2000. Ah, it's
the
disconnected.
Number you have reached.
Of course. So let's try 2999. I think this is... I just need to give up on this. This isn't going to work out. What am I doing? Well,
the
shit.
Number you have reached.
They're all disconnected. And you know why, probably. Because back in the day, the numbering systems were very predictable. And what you usually found on numbers that ended in 99 or 00 were payphones and phone company test lines. And I know that's not true anymore today, probably not anyway, but that wasn't that long ago, and probably just those numbers have not been assigned yet. Like other numbers, old people have had those for decades, but these are kind of brand new, in a way. So this is probably a horrible idea. It's not going to work out. At least I talked to that one lady. She was kind of fun.
I just love you.
Hi, who, Sylvia?
Elbia?
Oh, Elbia. Anyway, I need to talk to Ken. Can you put Ken on the phone?
Who?
Ken.
Ken?
Yeah, Ken. He should be there. He said he'd be there by now.
I'm sorry, who's speaking?
My name is Brad.
And where are you calling from?
From my house. Did I reach 467-9000?
No, you did not.
Oh, because that's what I dialed. Are you sure? It's not 467-9000?
No, it's not. 8999.
Oh, no, I dialed 9000. I must have dialed one digit off.
Yeah, no, you got the wrong number.
Yeah, because I was trying to call 467-9000. Maybe my finger slipped off of the button or something as I was dialing.
You got the wrong number.
Just got one digit off somehow?
Yeah.
I hate when that happens, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's what I get for trying to dial a number while I'm walking down the street.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah, your finger slips off a digit, and you dial one digit off.
Yeah.
Anyway, could you stop lying and just put Ken on the phone?
I'm sorry, I don't know who this is.
This is Brad, I already told you. Just put Ken on the phone. Jeez. Come on. Women, I tell you. Her problem is. Oh, you're still there, I'm sorry. Hello?
I'm sorry, where are you calling from?
My house.
Okay, and what company do you work for?
Oh, I don't work for anyone. I'm self-employed.
Okay, I'm sorry. You definitely dialed the wrong number.
Well, I was trying to call 9000. You're claiming... See, nobody gets the joke. And is the joke really even funny? Like, it seemed funny when I was in junior high, but maybe it's just not funny anymore. That and the whole, you know, nobody having the 99 numbers. What a failure this entire experiment is. I'm going to try one more exchange. That's 10 numbers.
So busy now. Please try your call again.
They're all just going to be broken like they always are. Okay, one more exchange. I know I said that was the last one, but I'm doing one more exchange.
You have reached a number.
So far, it's not going well.
Health professionals, this is Nancy.
Hey, Nancy. Is it too early to order the... Are you guys open yet for pizza delivery?
For pizza delivery.
Correct.
This is health professionals.
Oh, no, I called Domino's Pizza. Is this not 586-2000?
Nope, that's not it.
Oh, which number is this?
This is 586-1999.
Oh, my finger must have slipped off a button and I misdialed by one digit.
Yeah.
I hate when that happens.
I know.
But are you sure you're just not lying to me? Because really, I'm just calling to get a pizza. That's all.
No.
I can't.
I'm sorry. This is health professionals. So
yep. Well,
you've got the wrong number.
I am bedridden and I would really like to have lunch. So come on. For real. Can you put Dave on the phone?
No, seriously. You have dialed health professionals.
Well, I think it's kind of ridiculous for you to say that I dialed 1999 when I dialed 2000, because how is that possible? To dial one digit off.
I have no idea.
It makes no sense.
I know.
Your story has holes all over it.
Yeah, so just redial and you should be able to get to them.
I can
then
see right through your lies.
Okay, all right. So go ahead and try and redial for them.
Okay, I'm sorry if you can't hear me very well over my stomach growling.
Okay, all right, take care.
Goodbye.
Bye.
We've got lots of people that have the last three digits of 999 in this town, at least. So that's good.
We're sorry.
Except for that person.
Hello?
Hey there. I'd just like to place an order for pickup.
pickup line.
I'm placing an order for pickup. This is Domino's, right?
No, it isn't.
Oh, okay. Didn't I reach 586-5000?
No, you got 4999.
Oh, come on. That's not true. How could I dial one digit off if it's like that?
I don't know.
Because I dialed 5000. Come on, stop messing with me. I just need a pizza.
No, you go ahead and try again.
Are you saying my finger slipped off of one of the buttons and I just misdialed by one digit?
It might be a glitch in the telephone, in the
matrix
service.
No, it's called the telephone matrix. It's a glitch in the telephone matrix.
Yeah.
Yep.
If you want, if you want 5,000, you want 586-5000, you better dial that again.
Well, I tried. It's just that I'm walking down the street while I dial, and I think I get off by one digit, it must be. Do you have three-way calling? Could you three-way Domino's on for me?
No, I can't do that. No.
Have you tried? It's pretty easy. You just hit the switch hook.
No, you
ask for
just
Mabel.
Go ahead and try. Just go ahead and redial.
But if you have three-way, you could dial for me because I'm really bad. I have fat hands. Okay, it's more like mashing.
I can't do that.
Than dialing.
Okay. Bye-bye.
But no, I just, like, come on, just help a brother out. Here's what it sounds like when I try to dial my phone.
The fingers you have used to dial are too fat. To obtain a special dialing wand, please mash the keypad with your palm now.
That's the message I always get. It's so humiliating, but I'm used to it. What kind of ring is this?
Jenna, how can I help you?
Hey, Jenna. I'm calling to place an order for delivery.
Do you
have my number?
What company are you?
Oh, I'm just here at my house. I just want to order two large pepperonis and order those garlic bread bite things.
Oh, this is Farms. I think you have the wrong number.
Oh, no. I call Domino's. It's 586-6000, right?
Nope, this isn't Domino's.
Well, is this 586-6000?
No.
Which number is this?
This is 586-77.
Oh, that's not true. You're wrong. I'm serious. Do you even know where you are?
Who is this?
My name is Brad. I'm just trying to order a pizza, that's all. I just want to get a pizza. I don't see why you're giving me a hard time. I order from there all the time.
This is Farms. We don't sell pizzas. This is not Domino's.
Well, that's what I dialed. I don't understand.
Do you want to retry and dial the number again?
Oh, that's a good idea. I'll do that.
Okay.
But if I get you, I'm going to be pissed.
Okay.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
I need to quit. You guys, this is stupid. But first, I'm going to do one more quick thing. I'm going to change my number to 5,000, because that old man that I talked to a few minutes ago, he was at 4999. And he's not picking up. I think he's on the phone with someone telling him about the weird call he got. He's probably not going to pick up, though, because remember, he doesn't know how to use the switch hook.
Hello?
Hello, this is Mr. Dabalina from over at the Domino's.
This is a residence. If you want Domino's pizza, that's a different number.
No. I'm calling from Domino's.
Okay.
And our number is 586-5000, and yours is 586-4999.
Yeah.
So I guess you get a lot of wrong numbers for us then, right?
Well, we just had one who insisted that we were Domino's.
Yeah. He called me. He called me. He was crying. And, you know, when our customers call by mistake, you guys shouldn't insult them and make them feel bad. That's not...
I'm sorry. I overheard my father speaking to him, and that was not the case at all.
Dad was very, very
patient with him.
I don't know about that, because this man, he was crying, and like he said, he wasn't even in the mood for pizza anymore.
He's giving you a different line, because I heard my dad... talking to, I overheard my dad.
Yeah,
That was the longest wrong number call I ever heard of.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, this guy was so upset that I had to give him 7 free pizzas. I had to put credits on his account because of you guys were so mean to him and stuff.
We were not.
So
I don't know what he... No, my dad was very patient with him. I don't know what was wrong with this fella, why he's telling you that. That is totally false.
Is this how he usually is when people call by accident for Domino's? Call your number?
What?
You know, like just upsetting them and making them come here and get free pizzas?
No, I don't... Sir, I can't stress to you enough that my father was perfectly calm. He just said, and he asked the fellow what number he was trying to get, and that this number was 4999.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
He did not insult the man whatsoever.
Well, it's more
in fact,
like...
when I overheard it, it sounded like the man was insisting that we were Domino's.
No. Yeah, yeah, he thought it was, because he must have misdialed one digit. He got the wrong finger in the wrong hole when he was dialing, and he must have just accidentally dialed 4999 instead of 5,000. It's a common mistake.
Yeah, and that's what Dad told him.
Yeah,
I overheard my dad tell him that.
Well, you know what? I think you should take a newspaper and roll it up and thwack your dad in the nose with it and be like, no.
No, sir. You are wrong. I can't believe that you are a businessman and talking like this.
No, what I'm saying is, like, you know, it's just a wrong number. There's no reason.
My dad told him that. I overheard him. Now, I am beginning to lose my temper. I can't believe that you're a businessman and insult, you know, you only had one side of the story and you're not even listening to what I'm saying.
No, I'm listening. It's just that, you know, we gave him 7 free pizzas, so I think to make it up to us, you should order 14 pizzas from us.
Hey,
to kind of help.
I've had enough.
No, it's to help, ma'am. It's, you know, to help fix the problem that you caused. Okay. I was hoping to talk to the guy again, find out why he was so rude, but nope, got the daughter instead. Well, since I'm sucking at prank calls today, let's play someone else's prank calls before we get into the voicemails. I'm looking through my prank calls directory. Looks like the most recent one is actually from March. Really? Nobody sent me prank calls since March? These are from Gordon. He says, Brad, you're obviously too much of a hobo to reply to the message I sent you via the website, and I was a bit stupid not to realize you said in the podcast to email them here, so here they are. I hope WAV files work for you, because if not, then tough, and the files he sent are MP3s. What the hell, Gordon? But there's 3 calls. He says they're all very short. I couldn't get anyone to stay on the line for very long, so I suppose we're not as stubborn as you all are in the USA. What? Fuck you, Gordon. We're all very reasonable people over here in America. Here's the first one.
What do you want?
I want you to hang up the phone.
I'm starting this in the middle, by the way.
Okay, well, why are you calling me then?
Kind of a slow start.
I want you to hang the phone up. It doesn't matter.
No, I'm not going to hang up with you. I don't know you, man. Maybe you're a king, you know?
You sound pretty stubborn over there.
It doesn't matter who I am.
Queen's sons. We never know why I'm going to hang up on you. You hang up on me.
No, I called you. I want you to hang up
on me. No, you.
I called you up specifically.
No, you. No, you. Not me.
No, I'm not going to hang up.
No, I'm not going to hang up at all.
Well, in that case, we'll just sit here forever then, shall we?
They sound exactly like Americans.
You!
Okay, well...
Where you from, bro?
That doesn't matter. I just want you to hang up.
Why, bro?
Because it's a thing I'm doing. I just want you to hang up.
It's a thing I'm doing.
Because before you calling me now, you telling me I'm going to hang up on you? No, man, that's a disrespect, you know? In the UK, you don't have to do that.
That's a different way of looking at it. Calling someone up on the phone and telling them to hang up, that's a sign of disrespect. I think he's right.
Well, yes, you do, because I say so. Just hang up.
Why? You my boss or someone? Who you are?
No, it doesn't matter, though. I'm just giving you...
So then why are you saying to me hang up? You hang up.
The call's almost over. Who's going to hang up?
No, darling, I can't.
Just hang up.
Who's going to do it?
Hang up. Laura.
He hung up. The guy that he called, he hung up. Gordon gets some applause for that. Way to go, Gordon. I don't know, should I play these other two? That wasn't exactly short. That was over 2 minutes long. Here's the next one.
Hi. Hang up the phone.
Sorry?
Hello. Hang up the phone.
Yeah, go on.
Yeah, hang up the phone.
Hang up the phone.
Yeah, please. Why? Because I want you to.
You gonna order the food?
No, but I want you to hang up the phone.
Are you okay, man?
Am
you
I
are feeling okay?
I will feel okay once you've hung the phone up.
Why don't you just hang up?
Because that's what I want you to do.
Customer's always right.
All right, why you want to hang up the phone?
Because I want you to hang the phone up.
All right, this one's almost over and I'm bored with it. Hopefully you didn't have an amazing ending. This is number 3.
Hello, did I help you?
Yeah, I don't know why your colleague passed me on to you, because it's actually a very simple request. I want you to hang up the phone.
I can do that, but why are you calling me for that?
Because, as I just said, I want you to hang up the phone.
I can do that, but why are you calling me first then to hang up the phone?
Because I want you to do just that. I want you to hang up the phone.
No, first tell me why you phoned me.
I love the confusion this causes.
I'm sorry, I didn't.
It's a simple question, as well, you know what I mean? It's not as if it's, why are you phoning me first and then for me to hang up the phone on you? Why phone me first?
Because I want you to do that. I want you to hang up the phone. But yeah, nothing's going to happen if you do it. Just hang up the phone and you can get on with going back to making food.
And he hung up. He was successful on every call. Oh, wait, I don't know about call 2. I didn't hear the end of that one. Now I feel bad for skipping the end. Let's hear what the end sounds like on number 2. Just the very end. Maybe it was amazing.
Shut the fuck up, you dickhead.
Oh, there's no need for that, mate.
Yeah, it was all right. I should have just played it all. But okay, that was 3 calls by Gordon. Thank you, Gordon, for sending those in. I think everybody should get on their phones right now and call a random number, one that's not local to you, another area code, and whoever answers, just tell them to hang up the phone and see where it goes. Thanks for sending those in, Gordon. If you have a phone call you want me to play on this show, send it in, rbcp@phonelosers.org. Make sure whatever you send me is less than 5 minutes long. I'm not going to play calls that are, you know, 30 minutes long, no matter how nicely you ask. And hey, as long as we're playing other people's calls, you know, stuff that I have not participated in myself. Remember a while back, Infected, I think he called into the voicemail and said he was going to do a radio phone mob. And I'm like, yeah, I'll try my best to participate in that. And that was Saturday morning, and I completely forgot. I didn't even think about it. I should really start setting alarms on my phone or something. And I feel bad, Infected, I really do, that I didn't participate or at least tweet about it and get people to join in. He sent me an email, though, and he said he was the only one that participated, so that was disappointing. And but he compiled his 3 calls into a video for me to enjoy, as it was more like inside jokes mixed with a couple of PLA-related stuffs. So let's hear this and see how it went. This is a 3-minute-long call. I'm sure I'll edit it down a little bit. And it's got music.
You're on radio.
Okay.
Good morning. I'm selling some autographed books today. I've got The Laws of Problematics by Ken Creventis. It's a 5,000-page book. My wife got it for her birthday, but she only made it through like the first chapter and decided to use it as a booth stool. So instead of, you know, having it on the floor all the time, I'd like to give it to somebody who will read it.
That's a woman for you.
Book, autographed by Frank Patterson. It's How to Lose Weight the Frank Patterson Way.
Oh, shit.
Really good book. It helped me lose 32 pounds in the last 2 weeks, so I really recommend it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm on my way to work right now.
I like you can hear him typing.
Since I work at Walmart, and I'm the only one in electronics today.
In the background.
You can call me, and I'm there until 6.
Alrighty. So you've got some autographed books. You got The Laws of Problematics and How to Lose Weight the Frank Patterson Way.
Yes.
Okay, and they can reach you.
He keeps cutting the number out. It sounds weird.
Okay.
And I'm in electronics. Just call up and have them transfer you to electronics. I'm the only one there today.
That's great.
All right, I will have them do that. And thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure he got a lot of calls for
those books.
Good morning.
You're on Tradium.
Hey, I called a little while ago with the autographed books. Mm-hmm. Is it all right if I place something else up for auction too?
Go ahead.
My wife called me right after she heard me on the radio, and she's like, hey, you forgot to ask that we're looking for something. We are looking for this may sound interesting, but we need a potted cactus in our living room, and we don't care what kind, you know, we just want a cactus in our living room. So if anybody's got a real one or a fake one, just give me a call at work. Once again, my number is...
Alrighty, so I'm going to go ahead and repeat all of it. You got some autographed books, The Laws of Problematics, and How to Lose Weight, the Aww. Frank Patterson way.
He's telling all and the stuff.
For a potted cactus for your front room, living or fake.
Yep.
Okay, and the number was 4-5-0, and they can have them transfer to electronics.
Yeah.
Alrighty, thanks for calling.
Alright, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Right now, the phone lines are open, and I just got a text. Okay, the Walmart guy again said his wife called again and forgot something else. They're looking for a limited edition Faygo to add to their Faygo cellar in the basement.
Of course.
They're willing to negotiate on that. If you don't know, Faygo is like a really cheap soda. And I'm going to go over
awesome
some of the
soda.
Things that have been listed today. There's a garage sale going on at 1409 Madison until 6 o'clock. We've got somebody with autographed books, The Laws of Problematics, and How to Lose Weight, the Frank Patterson way. Those people are also looking for a potted cactus and limited edition Faygo.
So that was Infected's Radio Mob. I've been there, Infected. I really have. I promise. I've set up radio mobs and nobody comes to them. But I'm fully to blame for this. I told you I would try my best. I also told you I suck at being reliable, so it's basically your fault. We should definitely try this again, though, and actually get me to get listeners to participate, because those are always fun, and I've been meaning to get into those again. You know, I have a page in my notebook for radio mobs that we were doing a few years ago, and I never got back into those, really. I need to do that. We need to find some new ones that work. I remember we had that one. They do, like, a daily radio sales thing, some random AM station that a listener found, and I've still got that one written down. We need to do that soon. Got to do some radio mobs, but I think Infected should organize the next one, and we'll see if I can get my shit together this time. Sorry, Infected.
Hey, Brad, it's Murphy.
Hey, Murphy.
There was this car dealership near us, and they're actually being investigated because they were putting crack pipes in people's cars when they were coming to come pick them up.
What?
Not even kidding. I just thought that related to the prank
call. Are you sure?
Fuck yeah, Hilly Willy.
It actually happened in real life.
That's crazy.
All right.
If it's true, are you sure it wasn't just like, you know, your cousin told you and you just believed it? Is there an actual news article involved? Here, let's type it into Google. Car dealership crack pipes. Let's see. Mazda dealers put the crack pipe down. Oh, wait, no, that's 2009. I don't know. I'm not finding it here. I really want this to be true. Maybe I just suck at Googling. But it's okay. I believe you. I love your story. Maybe a listener will find the story for me.
Hey, Roy, it's Nick. With Nick Co. Incorporated.
Hey, Nick.
Just want to call and say thanks for the stuff you sent.
You're
welcome. Me and the boys are looking forward to using our 3-day pass for PLA Con 2015. So long, gay boy!
It's going to be a great time. I can't wait to see you there.
Hey, Roy. It's T-Falcon here.
Hey.
And I just wanted to say that I've been making a lot of Yelp prank calls, you know, the Yelp check-ins.
Mm-hmm.
And it's crazy how easy it is to do. You need to do more of those.
I know. Why don't I do those anymore?
I called this one guest at a hotel and told them that, like, a lot of people have been smoking weed and shooting up heroin.
Did you get him to set off their sprinklers?
The so we had to take care of that issue by installing cameras in the room. So he'll have to cease and desist all masturbation activities and such. And that's another question I had. Like, I know Dwight makes, like, a lot of calls and stuff about masturbating, you know, and pulling his penis out and stuff.
That's Dwight for you.
Where do you, like, draw the line? Like, because I don't want to get in trouble for, like, sexual harassment stuff.
Oh, I don't know.
Or is Dwight just not
I never really even considered that was an issue or a possibility that you could get in trouble for sexual harassment. Just don't call locally. It shouldn't be a problem. And I guess, you know, just try to make him not feel threatened, I guess. That's pretty much where I draw the line. I try to make people not feel threatened.
But, yeah, fuck it, I guess. That's all I really had to ask.
Okay.
And, yeah, you should do those Yelp check-in prank calls more.
Bye.
And, oh, yeah, can you give me the devil's voice for this
long
part?
Voicemail. Oh, man, I don't know how. God, I gotta, like, look at my mixer and figure out which knob it is. I mean, which preset. Is it this one? Hello, 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 hello. No, that's not it. Look at all this work you're making me do. I don't think I have a Satan voice. You're just going to have the echo. I'm sorry. That's all you get.
Okay, ready? The darkness is coming soon.
That's it? Okay, maybe it would have sounded awesome if it was a devil voice. I miss the old devil voice. I need to just use one of those programs that does it for you instead of relying on hardware.
Hey, Brad, it's Infected. The radio mob is over.
Yeah, we talked about that
and
already.
Never showed up. In fact, I think I was the only one on the line. I managed to get through three times. He's
calling in to make me feel bad.
And say something random for bids and stuff.
Yup.
Nothing really too funny. But,
yep, I know.
I got through.
It's all my fault.
You
should hate me.
I collected a list of the phone numbers. I guess I could email them to you. You could have some fun with it. The host goes ahead and writes down what they are.
It's the weirdest thing, isn't it? Like, what? That, like, how does that make any sense at all? Selling stuff over the radio like that, and they all do it. It's so weird.
You know,
why do they do this?
For, and then they give their number and such.
Yeah.
So we got
stupid.
Something out of it.
Stupid.
And I'm disappointed you didn't show up.
I know. You should
be. Extreme sad face.
Probably ruined your
I
Saturday.
I'll go write some Amazon reviews.
Yeah.
On some books.
And some sad poetry, maybe. Thanks. Sorry, infected. I don't blame you if you quit listening. I'd probably do the same.
Hey, Brad, it's Deaf in Reality.
Hello.
I know it's been a little while since I've called in, but I've been watching and listening.
Totally what
so,
I was thinking.
Don't worry about that. I had to get a job. Can you believe that shit?
I'm sorry.
You always used to tell us, the way of the hobo lifestyle is a successful one.
Oh, you're
well,
making me wish
that
I'd
was a bunch of shit.
Said
anyway,
things like that.
While I've been working.
You know what I always say? The robots are coming. They're taking your jobs. You won't be working much longer, so enjoy it while you can.
A few things. One, I don't want to work anymore, so I
You're
started my own show. I'm not going to say the name of it, because I'm not sitting here trying to be a whore.
Yeah, it's but, okay, I don't mind.
Oh, two, I also started watching Wrong Cops.
Yeah.
I didn't know Eric Wareheim was in it. Now I'm excited.
Yeah, see, if you guys know who Tim and Eric are, Eric, he's in this. He's in Wrong Cops, the movie that Nick Caesar got me to watch. Everyone should watch Wrong Cops. It's got Eric in it.
Anyway, have a good show.
Thanks.
Goodbye.
Bye. Enjoy your job.
Fuck boy.
Hi, Brad. This is Robert Vance. I just wanted to tell you that you're doing a great job.
Oh, thank
you.
I
love your show. Keep up the good work.
You sound like Corbin
I really
guy.
I love my PLA coin. I keep it in my pocket, and I flip it when I'm trying to make difficult decisions in my life.
Yeah,
it's awesome.
Yeah. It's basically like a fidget spinner, isn't it?
And I would like to remind you to tell all of your recipients that you catch more flies with honey than you do with vinegar.
Okay.
Okay. Bye, baby. Love you.
I'll do that. I'm going to write that down right now on a Post-it. You catch more flies with honey than you do with vinegar. I'm sticking this up on my monitor right now. I'm going to say that when I talk to people. I think that'll help sell the prank call, make it more believable. If I tell them they can catch more flies with honey than they do with vinegar. What a great idea. Thanks, Bob Vance, Vance Refrigeration.
Hey, Brad, it's Nico. Two things. First of all, it's very short. First of all, could you shorten your message? Because sometimes you got a thought in your head
and
you got to listen to all of that going on and on and on and you start to forget. I guess most of your drinkers or your your listeners aren't drinkers like I am, but I mean it does interfere.
Most of us are.
Anyways, but the main message is just to let you know that Sears Canada, according to the newspaper of this last week, has filed for Chapter 11.
Yay!
So maybe you need to do some calls with that.
Let's give some
anyways,
clapping.
Talk to you later. Love you. Bye.
Bye, Sears. We lost our Sears years ago, but I heard they're bringing it back or something. That's kind of weird, isn't it? I want all of the stores to hurry up and disappear. I want robots to hurry up and bring me my
Brad
stuff.
Carter.
Hey.
This is Redbeard,
hey,
a.k.a.
Redbeard.
Redbeard.
Hey, Redbeard.
So, how's it going, sweet tits?
Great.
Listen.
10 seconds now.
Quiet.
You haven't said anything yet.
But I hope you can
the
make
hell.
Some of the traffic running by my house. Because that's all the fuck I've had to listen to for the past several days.
Uh-huh.
If you don't see fit to make another fucking show until you're good and goddamn ready.
I know. Would you rather me make a lot of shows that are mostly shitty? Because I could do that if you guys want me to. It's not a problem. I'm sure I can pull that off.
Yeah, you hear that?
Whoa. Jesus.
I've had to resort to laughing at the semi-truck coming by.
Yeah.
Dwight's a fucking retard.
I didn't hear the semi-truck, so you pretty much just sounded crazy right there.
He doesn't do pranks. He just calls people and talks to them. And does real job interviews.
You pretty much sounded exactly like Curtis Lee Jones there.
So, the funniest shit I had to listen to, Brad, is the sound of the fucking highway.
I'm sorry.
Thanks a lot for nothing, but say, love you.
Didn't I release like 12 hobo-sodes last week? You should have plenty to listen to.
Hey, Redbeard again.
Hey.
I forgot to mention, I hope you got my PayPal payment for the coin, my little message with it.
Oh, no, I think that went to my spam folder. Sorry.
Money, I hope you get two.
That sucks.
Anyway, just want to make that clerical note.
Okay.
Make sure you got that.
Thank you.
So, that's it. So long, fuckboy!
Maybe when the 2018 coins come out, your order won't get lost. Let's keep our fingers crossed.
Hey, Brad,
crossed.
You can actually download or you can actually copy and paste a transcript from each of your videos. So if you go to one of your, let's say like the newest episode of the Snowplow Show, mm-hmm. and you click on the More tab, you can then click on the transcript, and it'll auto-generate the transcript of your show.
Oh, shit. I should do that.
To the rough approximation of what Google can do, yep. or YouTube can do. So the reason I'm mentioning this is because some people were saying that they were having trouble finding out which episode of their favorite line that you
what
said.
What a great idea.
The last caller was talking about you calling a Frozen, a little girl who was dressed as the Frozen character, Elsa, Cinderella. And it'd be really hard to find
fucking dumbasses.
Every single episode. But this might make it a little bit easier because once you open up the transcripts, you can just search by keywords and then it'll pop up and that'll probably help people pin down their favorite episodes and lines.
Yup.
You can also download your entire transcript.
That's what I'm thinking. I'll download the entire thing and then just paste it into the show notes. Best idea ever.
Sounds like a bunch of work. So anyway, I just thought it would be a little interesting tool for some people to have in their arsenal.
I guess
your fan.
I suppose.
Take care. Bye bye.
That's a good tip for everyone. You know, it'd be cool if YouTube could generate a word cloud. Remember those old word clouds that WordPress did? Just like the most commonly used words. You know, just to shorten it up. If I really did do that, you know, it'd really fill up my WordPress database. It'd be crazy. So I probably really won't do that. But it'd be cool if I could just have keywords at least. Or, like, the most original words. That's what I need, because that would pick up Cinderella and Elsa and stuff like that. I'm sure that someday technology will catch up with my needs.
Hey, Brad, it's Crimson.
Like, getting my groceries delivered by robot.
I love my normal Sunday afternoon routine. About, you know, I put on my little blue polo and my khaki pants.
Yep.
And my little, like, greenish-yellow reflective jersey.
That's nice.
And then walk down to my local Walmart and start, you know, just do my public service.
You know, your pants totally clash with your shirt.
Pushing the carts. You know, getting them from the parking lot and... Why do you know, put them in the bin? That's what I do every Sunday afternoon.
Good time.
You know, smoking my medical marijuana, of course.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it helps me keep calm and focused.
Hopefully, you're able to listen to the Snowplow show while you work and get carts.
And some guy called the manager, and the manager's like, "Oh, you can't do that. You don't even work here." And I'm like, "Well,
I'm a dick.
I'm a volunteer." And he's like, "What's that you're smoking?" And I said, "This is my medical marijuana."
Yeah, fucking managers. They're all the same, aren't they?
Or something. You know, this is America, goddammit. God, America! Yeah.
I'm sorry. I thought this was America. So Crimson has given everyone their homework assignments for today, or for this week. You all need to go out and collect carts for Walmart. Employees and managers will approach you. They will ask, "What are you doing?" And your answer will be, "I'm collecting carts. I'm a volunteer." Tell them that Bob Dabalina signed you up for it. Just go talk to Bob Dabalina. He'll explain everything. And then when he goes inside to figure things out or call the police or whatever he's doing, that's when you should pull out your cell phone and be like, "Hey, it's Bob Dabalina from the corporate office. I just wanted to let you know I've got a volunteer coming out today." And if all goes well, you'll be able to do a whole bunch of work and help Walmart out, and you won't get anything in return for it. It's the best homework assignment ever. Everyone do this. Make sure you record video or audio when someone comes out to talk to you. If you get arrested, that's your fault, not mine.
Hello, Brad. This is Jeff in Mississippi. I was wondering if you could say, when you do the calls where you say, Carrot Top or whoever outbid the person for their phone number.
Okay, I'm going to do that.
Could you say that the phone company was outbid for the number? Like there's some magical pool, like some place owns all the phone numbers, and every year, like, the phone company...
That'll make them not get upset.
...the bid on the numbers they're going to keep.
Didn't I kind of do that? They're like, "Oh, I'm not even with, you know, Verizon or so-and-so." And I'm like, "Oh, but we own the phone lines. We're the phone company. Everyone leases their lines from us."
And if the amount for...
This message, it came on Wednesday. Is that before I did my show where I actually did what this guy's saying? Or is it after?
Certain number
I can't
goes
remember.
Above, say, a dollar. Something really funny.
He probably thinks I did this just for him. But nope, it's just a coincidence.
It goes to whoever phone company wants that. So instead of saying millions of dollars, you can say they're losing their phone number for, like, pennies. Like, it was just pennies above the...
We could say the Nigerian scammers do this thing where they get their phone numbers. So when anyone calls their old number, they're going to reach some scammer guy.
price
IRS scammer
was willing to pay for the phone
Microsoft
number.
Scammer.
All right, that's it. Thanks again for everything. See ya.
Bye.
Hey there, Brad. So I was listening to old prank calls, and I came across one where you got into a old couple's security cam in their kitchen, and yep. I think her name was Irene. prank called them and pretty much told them that you were watching them, and I thought that was an amazing call. And I was wondering how you kind of find that stuff, because the link you provided on the website was, like, I don't know what was going on with that.
Yeah, it's
but
old.
How do you find that stuff, and could you give us any information on it?
Probably not.
Keep up the good work. Bye.
Bye. Yeah, that was kind of complicated the way I did that. They were like a couple up in Canada, and it shows their IP address. So I looked up their IP address. I found out it belonged to a certain cable or phone company. I can't remember which one. And you know me, I just know how to talk to the cable and the phone companies. I'm just like, hey, I'm calling from a different department. Who owns this IP address? And they're like, oh, we totally believe you. Here's that person's phone number. That's pretty much how I did it, and that's probably something I should never do again, considering my current legal situation. It's too bad I didn't do more of them back then. I wanted to, but I just never got around to it.
Hey, I just listened to your latest show, and I just wanted to remind you to let Art know that his wife is home. Okay? That's very important.
Okay.
Art's wife is home.
Art.
Thank you.
Your wife is home. Go to her. That's it for today's show. Thanks for listening, everybody. Thank you, Lucklight, for sponsoring the show today. And I hope you all learned that you should never try to relive your childhood prank calls and dial all of the 4999s all over the country, because it's never as great as you remembered it, and nobody's going to answer the phone, and you'll just end up giving up and playing voicemails instead. And I think it goes without saying that you can catch more flies with honey than you do with vinegar, everyone. So thanks for listening, and I'll do another show this week. I promise this time. I promise.
Really?